Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This educational offering is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Okay, we're going to talk about listening today. I do want to commend to you, I went to see this on Monday. This is Undesign the Red Line. It's an exhibit at Franklin Junior High. Talking about the legal and economic structure of redlining that really shaped residency patterns, and especially the racial residency patterns of cities, including Des Moines. And they have a redlining map of Des Moines. So particularly those of you who are familiar with Des Moines and its neighborhoods, that's a very enlightening map. And this is ongoing. They had presentations about it on Monday on Martin Luther King Day, but it is an ongoing exhibit at Franklin Junior High up at Franklin and 48th in Des Moines. So the ways that our neighborhoods are put together and the ways that racial inequality has been really legislated into place and then perpetuated through primarily economic means in the case of redlining. Sort of looks at redlining as a general thing in the history of the 20th century, and specifically points to where this all existed in Des Moines. And it looks at Des Moines proper. The map does not include West Des Moines. That same map may not have been drawn about West Des Moines, but you can probably, if you're sort of attentive to where people are, you can probably see some of this playing out. So that's neighborhoods in general. Today in our particular neighborhoods, I want to take a second week talking about listening, and actually practicing listening just a little bit, because we know kind of that it's important to listen, right? And when we think about ourselves and mission, we are learning more about the need to listen. The need to listen to our neighbors, the need to partner with our neighbors that is built on listening. And we don't always listen to each other very well. And we don't always listen to our neighbors very well, necessarily. And so I'm going to assume that y'all are interested in deeper relationships with your immediate geographical neighbors. If you're not, you're probably interested in deeper relationships with someone else who is your neighbor, but also ask yourself why you're not interested in deeper relationships with your immediate geographical neighbors. So when we talk about listening, Krin van Tottenhove, one of the authors, recounts an experience that really kind of shifted how he thinks about listening and how he tries to practice listening. He said he was living in New Mexico, and one of his neighbors in his apartment building was Navajo. And they would sit out and talk on the walkway of the building, and he said, "I tend to be extremely verbal. And after sharing my animated thoughts, I noticed something strange. I would stop my monologue and wait for a response. The only reaction I got was open eyes, a wide smile, and silence. At first, I had some uncharitable thoughts. Maybe the lights were on, but nobody was there. Perhaps he needed to get out and socialize more often. Yet, if I remained silent in the awkward pause, he would finally respond with words that were often wise and precise. He explained to me that this is a Navajo custom. Before speaking, and especially after listening, They let blessed silence permeate the present. This allows the other person to add or subtract from their message. It is a sign of respect, and even more importantly, an effort to make sure that they have heard the whole story before responding or acting. Navajos believe listening is a sacred part of being in harmony with the world and others.
Wow. Very wise.
Well, yeah. So, so, when we listen, okay, I have to say this without it sounding like I'm reprimanding right now. We listen in order to understand. Right? Not in order to respond, but in order to understand. We listen without interruption, without competition, without commentary. We just listen and soak that in. So your homework from last week was to identify the connector in your neighborhood. Identify the person who knows everybody, who sort of, the person who would be able to introduce you to the people in your neighborhood you don't know. That's a way to think about who your connector is. I'm gonna invite you to actually turn and tell someone who does not live in your neighborhood who your neighborhood connector is. So this is gonna be one of those turn-taking listening exercises. And you're going to have 2 minutes to tell your neighbor, your classroom neighbor, who this connector in your neighborhood is. You might tell them about your neighborhood connector. So it might be tell your neighbor how you met them, or it might be tell what makes this person unique. Not necessarily what makes them the connector, right? But what else do you know about them? If you can't identify off the top of your head, okay, here's who my connector is, who's a neighbor that springs to mind when I say neighbor? That may or may not be your connector, but somebody within your immediate geography who comes to mind. You might say, hey, here's what I enjoy or appreciate about them, and here's why. So find someone who doesn't live at your house, and decide who of you will listen first, and then you'll have a chance to swap roles after a couple minutes.
You and I want to switch seats.
You all can. Yeah, you can decide how to navigate your time.
Who speaks better?
I think just a natural. So she knows everything that is on the large
people. I think he has a education.
In our place, of course, we're so concentrated. Without
water.
But there are two would know everything about everybody.
Take about 30 seconds to wrap up, and then you're going to swap roles.
But they would be
So you who have been listeners, thank whoever was sharing, and now you can begin sharing about your connector, your neighborhood. And if you've already swapped, that's awesome. All right, take about 20 seconds to wrap up. Thank you, sharers and listeners. Actually, go ahead and stay with your partners. You're going to get to share and listen again here. But if I guess if you don't like your partner, you can.
Just give my coffee.
You're okay, Russ.
Just so innocent. Just getting to know her. I don't know her very well.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, raise your hand if you made a new friend today. So, sharers, what are some ways that a listener has indicated to you that they are really deeply listening?
Eye contact.
Mm-hmm. You're quiet. You don't interrupt them.
Yeah. Quietness without interrupting. Yeah.
Questions?
Yeah, what kind of questions?
How did you meet or
responding to what they have said?
Yeah. Questions that respond to what has actually been said, right? You're not like running down a list of interview questions, right? You're going deeper with where the conversation has already been. Yeah. So we're going to do another round here with a second set of questions. And listeners, you're going to offer those clarifying and deepening questions, and again, those are clarifying and deepening questions, not commentary, right? Which is hard. Like, that's hard for us as conversationalists who have been socialized in the culture we've been socialized in, right? That we assume that conversations are supposed to be somehow, like, competitive, right? what they're actually, you know, what we can actually offer to each other is depth into who they are and what they're about. So y'all don't live in the same neighborhoods, and that's good. Some of you used to live in the same neighborhood, but I can't fix that. but I'm gonna ask you to share with each other, and on three specific questions. You don't have to tick down these questions necessarily, but listener, these are the questions you're listening for. These are the questions you're listening for. So sharer, you can sort of support them in that by offering these things. Tell your partner about what you love about your neighborhood. It doesn't have to be like completely unique and distinct from every other neighborhood, right? But what do you love about your neighborhood? And then what do you hope for your neighborhood? And whom in your neighborhood do you wish you knew better? Whom in your neighborhood do you wish you knew better? So we're going to do again just 2 minutes, swap roles. And listener, you have a little bit more invitation now to ask those sort of deepening kinds of questions. All right, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, the one thing I like about the rest of the neighborhood is the fact that fall pretty much everybody knows everybody. It is very caring for me. Boy, if there's something wrong, there's a group of people right there. And also, there was a song that we had extremely well, particularly extremely smart. You know, the whole gamut of races, and everybody accepts pretty much everyone as they are. There's no difference.
Take about 30 seconds, and then we'll swap roles.
Things should be done. And that they are upset when it's not done the way they think it should. When you're in a group like that, you're not accepted the way it is. There's one person there. And when she does come down a lot, she's very conversant. But you attend every single You're walking down
Relationship.
4 years.
Two direct neighbors.
You see their parents, you see their going, you know.
Take about 30 more seconds, and then I'll bring us back together. Okay, I'm going to bring us back together. Thank you, everyone, for sharing with your partners about your neighborhood and your hopes for your neighborhood. And whoever that nebulous person is that you wish you knew better.
I didn't drink any of your coffee.
No, you have to spill your guts, though.
You have all day?
This was sneaky, and you're going to recognize it as really great pedagogy once you know what I was doing to you. Yeah, isn't that a good word?
I've never heard it before.
So watch what I just did to you. I just had you practice a conversation that builds bridges within your neighborhood. And not only that, I had you practice why you want to build bridges in your neighborhood. What's that?
Nothing.
Roger does not think this was exceptionally good teaching. So these conversations can be conversations that sort of open up and deepen our relationships with our neighbors in our immediate neighborhoods. And they are actually stolen directly from the video last week that the church that was hosting this food pantry and wanted to figure out what else to do in their neighborhood. They ask their neighbors coming to the food pantry essentially these three questions. Essentially questions about what's important to you and what do you need. And their question was, what do you think should happen with this property out behind the church? They had this resource that they didn't know what to do with, right? And so they asked the neighbors, what do you wish would happen? We have this thing sitting here. And it was not the first question they asked, right? It was after they had asked questions about, what does your neighborhood need? What's important? What's valuable about this neighborhood? So I tried sort of reshaping those into just sort of these one-on-one interpersonal questions. So what do you love about this neighborhood? What do you hope for this neighborhood? And I tweaked the final question just a little bit while you were finishing up. So the question I had you share with each other was, whom do you wish you knew better in your neighborhood? But now these are questions you could ask of your neighborhood connector. The person that you suspect knows someone you don't, right? What do you love about this neighborhood? I'm just trying to get to know the neighborhood better, right? What's something you hope for about this neighborhood, our neighborhood, right? So now actually, this is our neighborhood now, right? Because you're talking with someone who lives close to you. What's something you hope for our neighborhood? And whom do you think I should get to know better? So you're essentially asking for an introduction to someone that you don't even necessarily know. Now, if you've got a specific someone in mind, right? If you're like, hey, do you know the people who live three doors down? Because they have this beautiful dog, and I really want to just get to pet their dog sometimes. Can you introduce us, right? That's another way in, honestly.
Right.
Like, sure. And like, be totally bald-faced about that, right? Like, yeah, you know, all I really want is another dog in my life, and you can hook me up with that dog, right? And, you know, that's one reason people have dogs, right? Because it's an easy way to meet people.
If you don't have kids, you have a dog.
If you don't have kids, you have a dog. Or it could be, who in our neighborhood can you think of that could, help me figure out what's going on, with my plumbing or something. Like, there's all kinds of expertise running around in your neighborhood too, right? If you've got a specific need, like a specific thing that you want from your neighborhood, ask your connector. They'll know, right? So you can tweak that final question, but that final question is asking for an introduction, right? That's asking for, can you hook me up with somebody? And remembering why you want to do that, and this is me assuming that you want to, right? Remembering why you want to do that. Why do you want more relationships with people in your neighborhood, deeper relationships with people in your neighborhood? Does that mean you have to have deep relationships with all 150 people who live on your block? No, right?
It's more relationships.
But
sorry, we've got email flowers.
We've got a group over here that thinks they have all the relationships that they need.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you get so busy with the relationships you already have.
Some of my neighbors are just boring.
Some of my neighbors are just boring.
What expectations
does he have of his neighbors? I think that's a solid question. Small. Minimal expectations of his neighbors.
I've never been disappointed.
Ask very little of your neighbors, and they will not disappoint you. Okay, this conversation is not necessarily going where I hope it would go.
Don't you have more cats to do?
Well, I screwed up one already. So. I can't see
it. All right, so this second question is, that was an attempt to kind of shift that, what does our neighborhood need, right? That was the question that, was that Divine Redeemer Church that asked the, what does those three questions of their neighbors? I think it was. The question, what does our neighborhood need? So this was an attempt to kind of shift that question, because a lot of times we don't go through our day thinking, oh, you know what our neighborhood needs is such and such, right? But we do find ourselves wishing for things, right? I wish we had. You know what was great back when we such and such, right? And that doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to institute Thursday Night Bridge through your neighborhood all over again, even though that's what you remember, right? But what did that do? What is it that you're missing, right? So so this hope, that's in identifying a potential, right? What potential is sitting there in the neighborhood that is just sort of waiting for something to fill it, right? So here's your homework. And come back next week, even if you're just like, I'm not doing this homework. Have your neighborhood connector over for coffee. Have your neighborhood connector over for coffee. And aim toward these questions. What do you love about our neighborhood? This is our neighborhood, right? And I just want to get to know it better. I want to build more relationships in this neighborhood, or I want to be planted deeper in this neighborhood. Or whatever it is that you find yourself wishing would happen in the neighborhood, right? And so for the purpose of whatever it is you're hoping will happen in your neighborhood, have your connector over for coffee and get to know them, right? This is, what do you love about your neighborhood, our neighborhood, is a getting to know you kind of question, right? Because what my connector loves about my neighborhood may be actually different from what I love about my neighborhood, and they can both be true at the same time, right? This is like with the neighborhood maps, that two different maps of the same neighborhood can be simultaneously true because people have different relationships, people have different needs from their relationships at a given time. The ways that we experience our neighborhood can be different. So what do you love about our neighborhood? Because I just want to get to know it better. What do you hope for about our neighborhood? And that could be, again, like your hopes don't even need to seem like they're the same, right? They don't need to seem like they even fit together in order to actually be something that you can both, maybe there's something there that you can both work toward. Or maybe there's something there that you can be like, that's great. We live in completely different neighborhoods next door to each other. But you have gotten to know a neighbor better that way, right? And then whom do you think I should get to know better? Because this is why we do this with the connector, right? Because they already know who you should know better, right? They not only know the person, but they know which person, based on their conversation with you, they're going to be like, oh, you really need to get to know the people six doors down the other direction. They're closer to you than they are to me. But, you know, they raise chickens and give away the eggs. And that would be great for you, right? It could be that simple, right? And then they're probably going to offer to make the introduction for you. And then you've got another neighbor you didn't even know before that you may not talk to again for a long time, right? There was, we're going to wrap up here, but there was a, I was considering throwing another video at you, but we didn't have time, about networking. Right? And so, like, networking from this, like, business standpoint. But part of what this speaker was talking about in networking, now most of you are not looking for new jobs anytime soon, but what this speaker was pointing out about networking is that the people you don't talk to very often are exactly the right people to network with. The people you don't talk to very often are the ones who know people you don't know.
Right?
Because your best friends, they know all the same people. And you know them, right? You've got this really tight connection, but you also have all of these little bridges off into the rest of the world. And so even if you meet the people who raise the chickens and give away the eggs and are like, I don't actually eat that many eggs, but thanks for the offer, you have a face with the name of that rooster, right? That goes off every morning, and you're just like, oh, come on. No, now that's like, that's so-and-so, right? we have chickens across the street. They're lovely. Yeah. And actually, that's the neighbor I want to go meet.
Yeah, I bet.
That's not against the city rules?
No, there are limits to how many chickens you can have.
I see.
Yeah.
Does he have a rooster?
Yeah. There's...
About 6 in the morning, you would know.
Yeah, well, there's something that crows every so often, so I assume that's the rooster, but it doesn't go off every morning and, like, wake the barnyard.
Okay.
at least it doesn't wake the barnyard through my walls, right? Like, so, yeah, no, it's cool. I like it. It's fun. And I want their eggs. I don't need their eggs, though, right? Like, I also want to get to know, they're one of my 8 immediate neighbors, and I need to get to know them. So that's my goal for the week. I'm not going to get to know them during this week immediately, right? But I'm going to spend some time with my connector and get that introduction made. That's where we're aiming. So that's my homework for the week. Y'all have comparable homework. If you're just like, no thank you, this is the neighbor I like best. Good news! Read chapter 3. So do that even if you also meet somebody, if you have a book. If you don't have a book, actually we have one because One has been ordered and received for somebody who's not with us today, so I can give it to you and get it to them later. So if you have been without a book and really wish you had one, I'd be happy to give you that one. And if not, now you're all set for the week. Have fun.
So
thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.